Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Now, all I know mostly about sheep and shepherd, I get from the Word of God. I've never been on a farm and lived on a farm and had any dealings with it. But from what I have been told about sheep, they are very docile and they need guidance. Jesus tells us in his word that he's the shepherd. He's the good shepherd. Amen. And all we are sheep. If we live for God, we are his sheep. And sheep have a way about them, from what I understand, they will follow. And so we want to read in the word, and we want to take comfort. I take comfort in the word, knowing that Jesus is my shepherd. Amen. That means to me that I'm not walking in this life unattended. Does it bother you sometime when you're somewhere and you see a little child like kind of off to themselves and look like you say, well, where's the parent? They are unattended. You almost want to go and ask to find out where the parent is. You know, we're like that. If we don't have a shepherd over us and watching us and attending to us, we'll get in all kinds of problems. Yeah. It's God, the Almighty God, sent his wonderful Son to die on the cross and to be our shepherd. He didn't just die on the cross and leave, rise again, leave, and left us alone as sheep without a shepherd. He cares about us. This is the shepherd that's watching 24/7. You know, a shepherd, I would imagine, if they're out in the field and they're watching the sheep, they probably take a little nap sometimes, doze off, and kind of like a wolf might can kind of sneak up and get one of the ones that's far off. But Jesus is not like that. He doesn't take naps. He is watching us every day, 24/7, even when we are asleep. He's watching us. Do you think that when you're asleep and nothing happens, that it's just by chance? It's the mercy and the oversight of God. He watches over us while we can't even watch for ourselves. You know, we can't. How many of us can stay up day in and day out and never go to sleep? You know, I'm so worried about things, you know, that I gotta watch. Somebody might come in, might take some of my stuff. No. We have to get some sleep sometime. But while we're sleeping, the Lord is watching. Let's go now to St. John, the 10th chapter. We will probably be reading a lot in this chapter, but we're just going to look at the 11th verse at this time. And then I want us to go back and read some of the other verses. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now, I'm just thinking about a good shepherd. Notice that he didn't say, I am a good shepherd. The good shepherd. The one and only good shepherd. What, you tell me, what person, if they were a shepherd, would actually give their life for the sheep? No, the good shepherd. He cares. See, when things get really tough, we can know that he cares. He's given his life, already given his life for us, that we can have eternal life. And then he didn't just do just that. He continually watches over us day and night. I just love the thought of he's my shepherd. Let's go to Psalms 23. We can say that, right? Everybody in here probably can say it. Let's say it. The Lord is my shepherd. Together, let's say it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a blessed privilege to be a sheep in his fold. Look at all the care. In that scripture, there's so much care in there. He said, he leads me in the path of righteousness. And he said, what did he say? You want to read it?
Break up in the lie down and green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Stop. Look at this shepherd. Do you know what that feels like to be walking, facing death in the face and not fearing the evil? Because that shepherd is there. Because thou art with me. You know what? One time I was driving in Tulsa. I was going to Tulsa University, and I decided that I wanted to go take books back to the library. It was at night, which wasn't a very good thing. I wished I had never done it. So I was driving. I had my cousin in the car and my niece. She was 6 months old. And we were driving past in a neighborhood. It was an uncontrolled, no stop sign. So I'm getting ready to go across, and this man was driving so fast, he hit me. Hit me, knocked my car upside down. His car jumped the embankment, went into a tree, and he got out and ran. But guess who was there? Who was there? That was in the valley of the shadow of death. But he was there. None of us got hurt. The car was total, but none of us got hurt. My cousin, she did get, I think her finger or something, a little scratch or bleeding or something, but nothing serious. Her head was full of glass, and yet she didn't get cut in her face or nothing. Thou art with me. And do you remember, it happened so fast, I don't even know if I could feel any fear. It just happened so quick. Thou art with me, thy rod. What? Thy rod and thy staff. What is the rod and the staff? It's the word of God and the spirit of God. They comfort me. I was so thankful how the Lord, when the car stopped, the light was on. It's under me. the headlight was under me. I got out and opened the door. I think my cousin's finger had caught the door. I opened, and we were all able to get out. And I was worried about the little baby. They said usually they don't tense up like we did. She was fine. Evelyn. That was Evelyn. Yes, she was 6 months old. So you see, we have a good shepherd. It pays to live for God, doesn't it? Isn't it worth being his sheep? Because he's there to help us in every time of need, no matter what we face. I want us to open this your songbook to page 167. I know the song, but I don't know if we know it well enough to sing it. But I want us to look at these words in this song. Jesus is my shepherd, so kind and true, down where the living waters flow. He calls for his own, he keepeth the few, where pastures of green ever grow. That's where he takes us. In that scripture it says, he leads me in green pastures. By still waters. You know, when you're all ruffled up, you better believe that's not the Lord leading you there. Because the Lord leads you where still waters. He doesn't ruffle up you. He chastises you in kindness. He works with you, but he doesn't ruffle you up. Jesus is my shepherd. I'm in his fold. Isn't it a blessing to be in his fold? Down where the living waters flow. He keepeth me each day from danger and cold. I'll follow wherever he goes. Jesus is my shepherd, verse 3. He is the door. He watches over everyone. He cares for the weak. He heals the sore. He bringeth the wanderer home. Oh, you know, sometimes we might find ourselves kind of drifting a little bit if we're not careful. But you know what? He's not going to just let you drift off. He's going to, you know, I see that little staff, that shepherd's staff, it's got a little hook on it. And I'm assuming that if a little lamb gets a little out of, you know, he just get that little and pull him back. And so that's what the Lord will do to us. If he sees we're doing something that's going to make us drift away, he's going to pull us back because he cares for us. Jesus is my shepherd. His voice I hear, and when he calleth, I obey. Now, if we want to stay in his fold, and if we want to keep being his sheep, we need to hear his voice. We need to obey it. If we just be hard-headed, we'll be like the goats. We want at the end of life for him to say, come, ye blessed of my Father. We want him to put us on the right side with the sheep. The goats are hard-headed. They don't want to do what they're told to do. They want to do their own way. But if we want to be in his fold, and if we are truly his sheep, we will obey his voice. He leadeth me with joy, though danger is near. You know, I'm thankful. How would it be if you had somebody over you taking care of you and they just, they don't have no joy about it. They just wish you, they didn't have to be bothered with you. But the true shepherd, the shepherd, leads us with joy. He loves us. He cares for us. And so we can just feel, even sometime when we kind of feel broken, you know, he'll take us up and carry us. Oh, it's a blessing to have the Lord as our shepherd. And it says, for he is the life and the way. You see, this shepherd is the life. He is the way. Let's go to Ezekiel 34 and read verses 23 to 28.
And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd.
All the way to 28. This is a prophecy of Jesus.
And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season, and there shall be showers of blessings, and the trees of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hand of those that themselves of them.
Do you know that this shepherd delivers? He delivers. We don't need to be under the enemy of any sort. None of the hand. He's break the bands of those that have served themselves. You know, the devil has so many traps and things that he has used against us over and over and over. Do you know that Jesus died that bands can be broken and we can be free and we don't have to be under the yoke any longer because we have this shepherd that's watching over. That was a prophecy of Jesus. When they speak of David, Jesus was of the lineage of David. But many times, in this case, it's talking about Jesus. And Jesus came here to give us freedom. We're no longer under bondage. We don't have to be cast down. We don't have to feel like we're destroyed. Because we have a shepherd that cares about us. Psalms 91 and 10, we don't have to be afraid of danger because he's watching over us day and night. I don't have to go to sleep and keep a light on, not for fear, except I have to be careful of tripping and falling. That's the only reason. But I'm not afraid. It could be pitch dark in my house and I would not be afraid. Because this shepherd is watching. I don't have to watch. He doesn't want me sitting up watching. He's watching. And he's taking care of us. What a privilege. What a privilege to have him to watch over us. Psalms 91 and 10.
There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
Thank the Lord. Because the shepherd is keeping, taking care. He's keeping that from happening. Proverbs 12 and 21.
Proverbs 12 and 21. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief.
Thank the Lord. All of these are promises that we can stand on because he's watching and he's taking care of us. Isaiah 40, verses 10 and 11.
Isaiah 40 and 10. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall move for him. Behold, his reward is with him, his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young.
How wonderful. If you feel like you're overwhelmed with something, do you know he's going to just carry you? You remember the time I told you when Becky had passed and I was all distraught because of what her husband was saying on the phone with me. And the girls were right there. I couldn't break down and I kept telling, I said, that hurts. But he didn't understand. He was talking about her death. He was talking about, he was blaming somebody for it, her friend. And all because she took that surgery, he thought, well, if her friend hadn't talked to her about taking the surgery, she'd still be living. But she took the surgery. The friend did it, I think, it was hurting me. And it was too fresh, and I was afraid to cry in front of the kids. So I was thinking, I said, I need to call Sister Baxter. I needed somebody to talk to. And the Lord spoke to me and said, I am carrying you. I am carrying you. What a comfort. To this day, I remember those words. He will pick you up if you are getting where you can't even walk. That song says, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. He will take you and pick you up and carry you and gently carry you. He ain't going to pick you up and throw you. He's going to pick you up gently. Oh, what a privilege to have this great shepherd watching over us and caring for us. Now, Jesus is the shepherd. But you know something else? He's the way. He's the door. If we go by Jesus, we got, what do you say? It's all wrapped up, isn't it? It's like a package deal. We got the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And he's the shepherd. Oh, Brent, this is so wonderful to be his child. He cares that much for you. When you think everybody else is turning their back on you like this, Jesus didn't. He's not going to turn your back. The whole world can turn their back on you, but Jesus won't. So it pays to trust him and to follow him and to go his way. John 10 and 9 says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He's talking about the sheep. This is the door. It doesn't mean that I'm going to go in the door and then I'm going to go back out the door. No, it means I'm going in. This is the way to go, the door. And then I'm going to go out, get, find pasture. All the grass, all the food, all the encouragement, all the strength, all the help, everything is out in his pasture. So we go in and we go out and we just get as much as we want. We can get fat. We can get fat. You know, a lot of people don't want to get fat. But I tell you what, when it comes to the Lord, we get real fat. I want to get really fat. I don't care about it. I'm not much on getting fat. physically. But I want to get as fat as I can in God and the things of God. Let's go now to John 14 and 6.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me.
We got it all. We got the whole package deal through Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful good shepherd this is. John 10 and 1 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. He to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name. Doris, come. Bertha, come. Brett, come. He calleth them. I'd rather call you by the English. Cardondo, come. I can do it. I can do it either way. Yeah, I know. Wiki, come. Molly, Sister Molly, come. Isn't it wonderful? He calls them all by name. Priscilla, come. Larry, come. You thought I was going to leave you out. Well, the others too. Samaya, come. Sarah, come. Paige, come. He calls them. You know what? We won't get lost in the shuffle. I'll tell you something. In teaching a class, sometimes some of those children get lost in the shuffle. The teacher, if they're a good teacher, they know how to target all the kids' needs. But in the course of having a big class, sometimes we teach to the majority. But some of those little children, that little one over in the corner that's not paying attention, if you're not careful, they'll get lost. They have needs that won't get met. But you know something? He said he calls them all by name. That means to me, he knows my name. He knows my needs. And he's not just to the majority. He's to the individual one. What a blessing. Because he cares. That's care. That's care. So it says, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them. So when we are going through a hard time, let us realize that he goes before us. Sarah sung that song today. Nothing can touch me. Do you know he goes before? He's tasted it. He knows what we feel. And it says, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. What a privilege. What a privilege to have the Lord Jesus as our shepherd. I'm going to move on a little bit here. Go to Psalms 32 and 8. Want to be sure to follow him as he leads us. We want to follow.
Psalms 32 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye.
He cares enough to show us the right way to go. He's not going to let us wander away and into danger, but he's going to protect us. Let's go now to Jeremiah 10 and 23. But when we don't follow him, we're going to be more like sheep without a shepherd. When we choose our own way, we're going to be in trouble. We don't want to be in trouble. We want to be follow him so that we can go to heaven and be spending eternity with him.
Oh, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps.
So many times people feel they have the way to do. I know I got this. I can do this. But you can't. It's not in man to direct his steps. Every time you go on your own, you go into trouble. You find that it's trouble. It's not. You can think you have it figured out. And Karen was telling how that many times she planned something this way and it wouldn't work out, and she planned it that way. And that's the way life is. Man think he knows, but he doesn't, because it's not in man to direct his path. Now let's go to Matthew 9 and 36. We want to make sure that we follow him. We are his sheep. One scripture said we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are. But we must follow. We must listen and go his way.
Matthew 9 and 36.
Mm-hmm.
For when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd.
Jesus had compassion, and he has compassion on people today. He sees people wandering, it just like a sheep without a shepherd, trying this and trying that, and nothing working. But all they have to do is to listen to the shepherd. Come to Jesus, and he will lead and guide us in the right way. We don't want to be like that. We want to be led by God and follow his leading. And we will have blessings. And one of those scriptures, it says, blessings. It's blessings of the Lord is going to be flow over us in Psalms 1:1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law shall he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You see, many times we might think, if I do this, I'm going to prosper. But it's not going to prosper in the end. And we want to walk and obey God and follow him as good sheep will follow the shepherd, and there will the blessings flow. Pray for me.